For centuries, the Bote people have roamed through the Chitwan forest of South Nepal, hunting, fishing, and foraging for their survival and living their natural traditions. But now it's illegal for the Bote to enter the forest. In 1973, Chitwan was designated a national park. It's an area of rich biodiversity and unique in Nepal for its rhinoceros and tiger populations. Now a World Heritage Site, Chitwan attracts thousands of visitors a year. But the park has been a disaster for the Bote people's traditional way of life. To preserve the park's unique ecosystem, hunting and fishing in Chitwan is now illegal. With the Botes cut off from their source of survival, the government is trying to involve them in conservation and tourism. Krishna Paudel is with the Ministry of Forests.
Protection has been successful through people's participation. We are also creating opportunities for such kind of communities and people. Say, for example, there are growing tourism industries, many hotels, and there are certain routes whereby people can boat.
But like many young people, Ramesh Bhot feels trapped. He works part-time at a nearby tourist center, but dreams of leaving the forest and the traditional ways for good.
My friends think the same as I do because their situation isn't all that different from mine. Our common problem is poverty. We all want to live in the city.
There is a law that could transform the lives of indigenous peoples throughout Nepal. Convention 169 of the International Labour Organization is the only legally binding international regulation that deals exclusively with the rights of indigenous people. In recognition of the fact that indigenous peoples are likely to be discriminated against in many areas, the first general fundamental principle of Convention No. 169 is non-discrimination. The convention, in response to the vulnerable situation of the indigenous, in part calls for special measures to be adopted to safeguard the persons, institutions, property, labor, cultures, and environment of these peoples. The convention also stipulates that these special measures should not go against the free wishes of indigenous peoples. In 2007, the Nepalese government ratified Convention 169 into law, the first country in South Asia to do so. Now the challenge is to implement the law successfully. The Bote people could be guaranteed the right to fish and access to the forest. Their culture would be preserved and a traditional way of life in the forest would continue.
It won't disappear. It will remain. We can speak our language and save our culture. Our culture will not vanish.
The Bote people make up less than 1% of Nepal's population. Jerry Adams, United Nations.